You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The willow trees beyond, Daddy and his good hat, Mama and her Sunday dress, watched with pride as I stood there, and the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood. And I sank my toes into that East Tennessee mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in a way of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh, how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave it home. But that seemed like such a small, small price to pay for blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in a way of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Well, this road is long and dusty, time's a soul, it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water rushing over me again. Down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in a way of life and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord.
Yes, haven't heard that one in a long time. One of my favorites. We're in the book of James, chapter 2. We left off last week with some great points here in James. Chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, is guilty of all. That's right. James said, if you break just one of God's commandments, you might as well have broken all of them. Because your standing before God will be the same, and that is guilty as charged. So this is why you need a Savior. This is why you need a deliverer. Because you stand guilty before God, and the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Enter Jesus Christ, who took our sins upon himself and died in your place. Isn't that good news? Let's stop for a minute and acknowledge that. That's good news. That the one person that was able took your place and died for you. Because God loves you just that much. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's not forget the simple glossed over things here this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ has reconciled you back to God. This is why we worship him. We worship him for who he is. We worship him because of what he's done. He's redeemed us. That's why we worship. We worship him because he's Almighty God and loves us just that much. Next up, we saw mercy triumphs over judgment. King James says, rejoices against. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Some people think that killing an evil person like an abortion doctor is getting back at the devil. But to truly get back at the devil, extend mercy to someone today. You want to really hit the devil where it hurts, the breadbasket? You want to really hurt him? Extend mercy to someone. Show kindness to someone who cannot help themselves. That is the way you fight evil. That's a scripture verse, isn't it? To combat evil with good. Now here this morning, we're going to find out what put old Martin Luther into such a tizzy regarding the book of James. For those that don't know, Martin Luther was, amongst other things, a Bible translator. One of the founders of the Reformation. When 499 years ago, he got tired of the corruption which had permeated the Catholic Church. And he is one of the founding members responsible for starting the Reformation. And he had such a hard time with James that in his Bible translation, he put James after the book of Revelation and called it, quote, an epistle of straw, unquote. Almost laughable, isn't it? We're going to find out why Martin got so mad today. Well, it's right there on the handout, too, the main verse. Now, let's pick it up here today. James chapter 2, starting in verse 14. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Let's ponder that question. What does it profit? Or we should say, what good is it, if you will, if a man says he has faith and he's not doing anything to advance the kingdom? What good is it, is what James is asking. Can faith save him? Now let me help you understand this verse. What James meant by this, I'm not going to say I crossed it off what James meant to say, because he said what he meant to say, but we misunderstand what he said. What he meant by this is, can that kind of faith save him? Now, Martin Luther believed that this verse contradicted what Paul taught. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. That's not even Paul. Moses wrote that, by the way. That's Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Paul wrote, "With the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." There's no works mentioned at all in that. When we talk about salvation, let's be perfectly clear here this morning. Works will not and cannot save you. Again, let the Holy Spirit tell you how you are saved. Ephesians 2:8. It says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Then Paul says this, "Not by works, lest any man should boast." So then, how can James say this? Well, faith is not used in the sense of genuine saving faith. Rather, the faith that James describes is demonic. Verse 19. For those of you still open in this text, keep open here in this text. This kind of faith is demonic, or King James says devilish, useless, verse 20, and dead. In verse 26, it is a mere intellectual acceptance of certain truths, not genuine faith. That's what he's talking about. Even Martin Luther himself said, "A man is justified by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone." This from Charles Ryrie says this. He said, "Can a non-working, dead, spurious faith save a person?" James is not saying we're saved by good works, but that a faith that does not produce good works is a dead faith. Now here in these next few verses, James is going to give some illustrations of this. Now before I begin or go forward here, notice he hasn't answered his own question yet. Can faith save him? Again, let me add, can that kind of faith save him? Verse 15. "Now, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled,' notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead," being alone. I like that, being alone, like all alone on a desert island. Is your faith all alone and stranded on a desert island? Or does your faith reside with your works? Look at faith and works as identical twins.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.